Laura and Lydia Rogers are from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and they go by the name The Secret Sisters. After their first album was released in 2010, the beauty and precision of their harmonies attracted comparisons with the Everly Brothers and the Andrews Sisters. The Secret Sisters' music is a nostalgic blend of country, folk, blues, and rockabilly. Their throwback harmonies have made them plenty of famous friends, resulting in collaborations with Jack White, Dave Stewart of Eurythmics, and the legendary T-Bone Burnett, who produced their forthcoming album, Put Your Needle Down. The Secret Sisters, Laura and Lydia Rogers, join me from Nashville. Thanks so much for being with us, ladies.
Thanks for having us today. We're happy to be here.
So let's get straight to the new album. Your last one was mainly covers of classic songs from the 50s and 60s. The new album, mostly your own stuff, but there's still a retro vibe to these songs. Let's listen to Lonely Island, and then we'll talk on the other side.
This is like the saddest song ever, by the way.
Yes. We love the good sad songs. I think that's our favorite.
And I'm sure you two hear this all the time, but you do sound like you are of another time and place. Do you ever feel that way?
I think we do. We grew up in a church that didn't use any musical instruments, so we had to learn how to harmonize and sing a cappella. That singing is reminiscent of an older time.
So we can't really imagine singing any other kind of music, even if it is really sad. We are really happy people, I promise.
I know I can't make it without your love.
Even though the majority of the songs on this album are originals, there is an interesting cover of sorts on here. Let's listen to a little of this first. This is Dirty Lie.
Time will tell to feed thy soul. Got into trouble, but you just don't know. Thought you had me.
I read this was originally a Bob Dylan demo. How did the song get to you?
Well, we were just in the recording process in L.A., and of course T-Bone is good friends with Bob Dylan. He actually was sent like 7 or 8 demos that Bob had recorded a long time ago, and he just never finished. And this was just one that he had in his back pocket, and Laura and I were immediately drawn to it and wanted to add lyrics, and it turned out like this.
You two grew up in Alabama, a town called Muscle Shoals, which is a city famous for producing a lot of hit records, actually. How did that influence your sound, if at all?
Growing up, we were both certainly aware of the kind of heritage that Muscle Shoals has. Our dad is a local bluegrass musician, and so he would always tell us these little bits of history. And of course, as a kid, you can't really, I guess, register the value of that sort of thing. And I mean, truth be told, our sound is just strictly from growing up in church and listening to old records that most kids our age wouldn't touch.
What kind of old records did you listen to that other kids your age wouldn't touch?
On Sunday mornings when we were getting ready for church, Daddy would always put on a George Jones record. A lot of that, a lot of Merle Haggard, a lot of Doc Watson.
We loved the Four Seasons when we were growing up. I remember our dad had a cassette tape that we would listen to in his truck. And I think that I probably learned to sing harmony to that tape. So thank you, Frankie Valli.
When did the two of you realize that you had a good thing, that you sounded really good together?
I don't know if it was this aha moment that ever came to us, but we would sing together at family reunions sometimes, but I was always the one who kind of got in front of people a little bit more. Laura was always kind of scared to sing in front of other people.
No, not scared, terrified.
Oh, really?
Like, I had debilitating stage fright, and my dad would always try to push me at family functions when people would be sitting around with their instruments. He would be like, you are going to get up here and sing. And I actually had relatives who would say, I'll give you $100 if you'll get up here and sing a song. And I wouldn't do it because I was so scared. So it's interesting to have this be your path in life after such a fear.
The first time we actually sang in front of an audience was at the audition that got us discovered.
Let there be daggers that tear through my skin, down to my heart where the whole thing begins. Make me a new one and I'll love again until then.
Making music together is an intimate kind of process, and harmony in particular. Even more so, I imagine, for siblings. And moments of tension, I imagine, are inevitable. When those happen with you two, what is it usually about? Is it about the music? Is it about trivial stuff?
It's all of the above.
Yes, all of that. We get into fights over what songs we're going to put onto our set list. We argue about who's going to take the first shower. It's ridiculous little things, and I think we do it half the time just because we're bored and it's something to do.
But we know we can't get rid of each other, yeah, so we just go at it all the time.
And all the historic sibling pairs in music history were kind of notorious for wanting to strangle each other, so we're just perpetuating the stereotype.
Laura and Lydia Rogers are the Secret Sisters. Their new album is called Put Your Needle Down. It comes out this week. Laura and Lydia, it's been so fun. Thanks for talking with us.
It's been an honor for us. Thank you for your time.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Our theme music was written by BJ Lederman. I'm Rachel Martin. We stared a low ride through our kitchen.